Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Holiness Chandramouli Swami Maharaj to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 6th Canto, 16th Chapter, 44 verse. Before we hand over the call to Maharaj, I request Raj Prabhu to take over the call and give brief introduction on Maharaj.
Hare Krishna Mataji, Dhanavad Pranam to you and all the assembled devotees. All glories to Srila Prabhupada, Shri Guru and Gauranga. Here is a brief introduction for our very dear Maharaj. His Holiness Chandramouli Swami Maharaj is a disciple of ISKCON founder Acharya, His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, and an initiating spiritual master within the ISKCON movement. Maharaj came in contact with ISKCON in Denver, Colorado, at the very young age of 24. In 1973, he began practicing Krishna consciousness in New York City, and shortly thereafter began serving at the new Vrindavan farm community in West Virginia. That same year, he received initiation from His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. In 1986, His Holiness Chandramouli Swami Maharaj accepted the Sannyas order and began preaching in Cincinnati and Columbus, Ohio. In 1995, Maharaj began serving as a resident sannyasi in Chicago, where he was based until 2013, when he relocated to Karlovac, Croatia. At present, His Holiness Chandramouli Swami Maharaj offers spiritual guidance around the Europe, USA, and India. It's a brief introduction. Over to you, Mataji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Raj Prabhuji. Thank you so much for that introduction. We will pause here. Raj, for joining and giving your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam. Today's verse is 6th Canto, 16th Chapter, 44 verse. Maharaj, I now hand over the call to you, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Nahi Bhagavan Nagaditam Nidam Tadarsanam Nirnam Makila Papam Sayaha Yanama Sakrit Jarvava Chakyavat Nat Pukaso Vimuchite Samara. Translation. My Lord, it is not impossible for one to be immediately freed from all material contamination by seeing you, not to speak of seeing you personally merely by hearing the holy name of your Lordship only once. Even Chandalas, men of the lowest class, are freed from all material contamination. Under the circumstances, who will not be freed from material contamination simply by seeing you? As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 9.5.16, Yam Namah Shruti Matrayana Srimad Bhagavati Nirmalaha. Simply by hearing the holy name of the Lord, one is immediately purified. Therefore, in this age of Kali, you know, people are very contaminated. The chanting of the holy name of the Lord is recommended as the only means of improvement. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Eva Kevalam. Hello, Nasti Eva, Nasti Eva, Nasti Eva, Dati and Yata. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, the only means of deliverance is the chanting of the holy name. There is no other way, there is no other way, there is no other way. That's from Vrihan, Naradiya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced this chanting of the holy name 500 years ago and now through the Krishna conscious movement, the Hare Krishna movement, we are actually seeing that men who are considered to be belong to the lowest class are being delivered from sinful activity simply by hearing of the holy name of the Lord. Samsara, material existence, is a result of sinful action. Everyone in this material world is condemned. There are different grades of prisoners. There are different grades of men. All of them in all statuses of life are suffering. Stop the suffering of material existence. One must take to the Hare Krishna movement of Sankirtan or Krishna conscious life. Here it is said, Yam Namam Sakrit Chakvanat. The holy name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is so powerful that if even one hears once without offense, it can purify the lowest of men. Kirata Hunandra Polinda Bukasan. Such men, who are called Chandalas, are less than Sudras. They are also become purified simply by hearing the holy name of the Lord, not to speak of personally seeing the Lord. From our present position, the Supreme Personality of Godhead can be personally seen as the deity in the temple. The deity of the Lord is not different from the Supreme Lord, because we cannot see the Supreme Lord with our present blunt eyes. The Lord has kindly consented to come before us in the form we can see. Therefore, the deity in the temple should not be considered material. By offering food to the deity, by decorating and serving the deity, one gets the same result as one derives from serving the Lord personally in Vaikuntha. Omigyan timiram dasya jana jana salakaya taksa unmilitam yena tasman shri gurudeva maha shri chaitanya marobhistam stapitam yena bhutale Vayam Rupa Kadam Mayam Dadati Swam Padam Pitam. Ma Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale. Vimakti Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine. Namaste Saraswati Gorihe. Vahavani Pachari Nenyoji Sesha Swami Yolayu. Paskyati Vabhavisi Tayane Vansha Kalpata Rujasya. Kripa Sindhu Devacha Kitanam Bhagane Jyo Vaishnave Jyo Namaha Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Srivasati Gaur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. The characteristic of the spiritual realm is the nature of absolute, wherein the Lord, his form, his name, his qualities, his transcendental activities, even his pure devotees are considered to be on the same absolute platform. In other words, one can derive equal amount of benefit by coming in contact with any of these in the mood of service. That is the nature of the spiritual realm. As opposed to in this material world, this is the world of relativity. Something has some relationship with something else, and it's defined in that way. There's no question of a husband without a wife. There's no question of a teacher without students. So, in other words, in this world, we see things in relationship. No one can talk about hot unless we can understand the principle of coldness. Everything is in relationship. And that is the world of duality, and it's the world of constant change. Things continue to change and definitions apply one time, and then sometime later that same definition is no longer applicable. But in the spiritual realm, or on the transcendental platform, this is called the Antaranga Shakti. There is the Bahiranga Shakti, that's the material energy. There's the Antaranga Shakti, which is the spiritual energy. And then there's the in-between, that is the living entity in the material world, that's what we pass the Shakti. So on the Antaranga Shakti, everything is of the same spiritual essence. So Krishna's name is Krishna. We hear that quite often, but how much do we really understand that? We might see, well, the deity is there, and we can see the deity. So in relationship to the deity, we have an understanding that there is Krishna. But we may not be able to understand that same, or even accept it when it comes to something that is not perceivable, at least initially, by our senses. But the holy name is Krishna himself. Nama Chintamani Krishna Chaitanya Rasa Vigraham Purnya Sudya Nitya Mukta Vinnatvam Nami Nami Nami. So the word Binna means different, and Abhinna means same. So the name, and he who is named, is non-different. So sometimes people say, well, Krishna incarnated in other yugas, and he came in different manifestations of himself. But where is he in this age? Actually, here in this particular time, there are two aspects of that. He is bearing his name, and he is bearing his deity. One time, one devotee was giving class, and Srila Prabhupada was personally present, listening to his devotee give class. The devotee said, and Krishna is in his name. And his divine grace, Srila Prabhupada, immediately stopped him and said, where in his name is it? Then the message was understood, yes. He is not in his name, he is in his name. There's a qualitative difference in definition. When you say something is in something, and something is the same as the substance, the Krishna's name is Krishna. We don't have a taste for chanting the holy name. How do you get a taste for chanting the holy name? That is mentioned by service to the Vaishnavas. By rendering service to the Vaishnavas, one develops a desire to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. That is the key to develop the taste. But even sometimes we still engage in Vaishnava seva. We think that activity is more beneficial than chanting or meditation. We see that in the material world, that people define their success in life by what they do and what results they get from what they do. So they consider, without doing anything, what do you get? You don't get anything. You have to do something, and you also have to achieve a certain goal in the activity. So this is called fruit of activities, which is the quality of the material energy. It's in the mode of passion. And therefore, and also devotees also think that it's more important to get things done than it is to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Getting things done is not necessarily the quality of success. What is the most important thing is what is purifying, or what is pleasing. Therefore, of course, in activities and devotional service, we do various things, and they're meant to purify us and to also elevate our consciousness to the point that we actually can please the Lord by the activity. And that is desirable. But sometimes we think, well, I don't have time to chant because I have so many things to do. So we relegate chanting to a lesser position in our life. And we don't see it as something as essential as performing activities, because we can see results by activity. But the results come by chanting. And what is that result? One gets purified, as he says here, simply by hearing the holy name. This is not even chanting, this is simply by hearing. If one hears with rapt attention, in other words, with complete absorption, then that holy name will actually bring about a consciousness that is more and more in the realm of transcendence. In other words, we get free from the dualities of the material energy. We get free from this idea that our happiness is based on what we have and what we do. But actually, our happiness and our success in spiritual life is the consciousness we develop. We even see that within the realm of the three modes of material nature. Using that example, we see people in the lower modes, such as food modes, they want to get things. Their whole movement, their whole idea is to get things. And so whatever they can get, that's considered their success. But when people in the mode of passion, they want to do things. Of course, they want to get something from what they do, but they put more emphasis on doing. You're in the mode of ignorance, it's more on getting, actually what you're doing. And therefore, it's a simple move. The mode of passion is less simple, but it's still within the realm of material activities, because it relegates them to the idea that by doing things, I can be happy enough by getting something. Now, the mode of goodness is more like the development of character, the person's qualities, their character, their nature. This is considered more of a success. So they perform activities in order to become a better person. What is a better person? More kinder, charitable, more in tune with life, more in tune with nature, more in tune with living with God. But actually, when you come to real activities, you see it's about the margin, it's about purifying the heart. As the heart becomes purified, one's natural consciousness starts to awaken. What is that natural consciousness? One starts to become happy by that. So in that happiness, one starts to realize that, yes, it's about consciousness. So, and of course, Krishna consciousness, a consciousness of the Supreme Lord. So here, the essence of the purification of consciousness is given as the Yuga Dharma, the means for self-realization in this age. And what is that? The chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. But there are two aspects to that chanting. One is kirtan and the other one is japa. So sometimes we think, yeah, I love kirtan. I like to go to kirtan. I even get involved in kirtan. I like to dance. But japa, boy, that's like climbing Mount Kilimanjaro with a backpack. It's so difficult how to chant japa. And I got to get up early and I'm tired and I want to stay up late and watch movies and eat prasadam up to 11 o'clock at night. And the next morning, I try to chant japa. I can't even see straight. And you ask me to hear nicely. So it's very, what we say, it seems like japa is like a curse. But actually, when you practice kirtan regularly and you start practicing with japa, in a purified atmosphere, and then you start to really appreciate the chanting of the holy name. And there are devotees who really love to chant japa, even more than they like to chant kirtan. Of course, both are there. But what she shows you that once you start developing a taste for chanting, then that taste simply increases more and more, and one becomes eager. And then one is fixed, because the holy name alone, who has descended from the spiritual world, Holo Keda Premadana Harinam Sankirtan Ratin Jan Milo Keda Upayi, that this is the supreme benediction in this age, the chanting of the holy name. And it's easy, at least in principle, but making the time, making the effort, living our life that is supportive in chanting the holy name. If we are living in the modes of passion and ignorance in our daily activities, or being afflicted by these lower moods, when it comes to chanting, it will become very difficult. So sometimes we say, and it's also a truism, that what you do the other 22 hours will impact what you do those 2 hours when you chant your prescribed number of rounds. So everything in life is supportive of what we do in our spiritual practice. And therefore, it's a holistic process. So therefore, when Srila Prabhupada would say that if you're chanting Hare Krishna and you're not following the rest of the process as given by the acharyas, especially Srila Prabhupada, then you are cooking with smoke. And if you cook with smoke, how long does it take? 300 years to get breakfast, minimum. So one cannot actually accomplish anything, very little, if one is not following the right. And what are the other principles that one has to follow? The principles as given that are restrictions. And therefore, Sanatana Goswami explained in the principle of saranagati, which means to surrender to the Lord, there are things that we have to do and things that we have to avoid. And they're carefully enunciated in the scriptures. And they must be followed clearly, and that way you get the benefit of your spiritual practice. And of course, they are also part of the spiritual practice. But one should learn that, therefore one has to hear regularly. Just like in worshiping the deity, you know, it's a matter of consciousness, how you approach that deity. If you think the deity is just a representative of Krishna, that he here, Krishna is not here, but he's here in the form of his deity, but it's not really him, it's just a replica of him. That is also called Arche Vishnu Siva Di Guru Shunamani Vaishnava Jati Bhuti. And the statement regarding that type of mentality is that it's materialistic and it's simply offensive. The deity is actually Krishna himself. It's called Archa Vigraha, incarnation. So sometimes we think, well, the deity in the temple is more the deity, and our deity in our house is not so much the deity. But Krishna, wherever he manifests his transcendental form, according to the level of worship that one is performing, Krishna reveals himself as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So if we have that mentality, as Krishna, as Prabhupada says in the but switches, he gives so much emphasis in the beginning to the chanting of the Hare Krishna. Why does he include deity worship in this particular point? Because he understands that in Kali Yuga, people cannot chant the holy name. Not possible. Therefore, deity worship, particularly for grihasthas, those who live in family, is not only recommended, it is required. And therefore, keeping the deity at home and performing regular, simple, depending on what you can provide, simple, regular worship will help us to come to the mode of goodness, which is the means by which we can chant the holy names of the Lord. Therefore, worship of the deity is worship of the Supreme Lord that is purifying It allows us to actually become humble, develop the qualities of cleanliness, which is the fundamental principle for successful deity worship. And we offer our obeisances to the deity. We're offering our obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is called Pancharatriki Vidhi, and chanting the holy names and reading Bhagavatam, or hearing Bhagavatam, this is called Bhagavad Vidhi. These two vidhis, or processes, are parallel to each other, particularly in this age of Kali, when people cannot simply approach the Bhagavad Vidhi directly. They need the support of the Pancharatriki Vidhi, and therefore Prabhupada said it's like two tracks in the transcendental plane. And then if one performs a balance of both, then one will support the other. And therefore, one will start to develop real attraction for Krishna in the form of the deity, and Krishna in the form of chanting the holy names of the Lord. So it says that the Lord appears in this age, both in his name and in wood also. Wood refers to Jagannath, that's also mentioned. The Supreme Lord has personally appeared in the place in India known as Jagannath Puri, where he is non-different than Krishna and Vrindavan in the mood of serving Krishna in the mood of separation. So these two processes, chanting the holy name and worshiping the deity, are very powerful processes. If one seriously applies the principles to these processes and remains steady, one will actually develop pure spiritual consciousness, particularly the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. So you might see that it is mentioned that deity worship generally is for neophytes. But then again, you also see great souls, they also worship the deity. Because on that level, they have gone through those lower stages and have understood that Krishna and his deity are non-different. So they want to worship Krishna in that particular form. You see, Vamsi Das Babaji Maharaj used to carry deities of Gornata wherever he went. He would take them, he would bring them down to the banks of the river. He would offer them a little bit of boga, and he would also bathe them by putting them in the river and washing them. So he would take the care of the deity just like one takes care of one's dependents, children. And this is an example of a great, great souls who are already purified in spiritual life. They also worship the Lord in that form. But generally, for people in general, deity worship is required in order to purify them from the lower modes of passion and help one come to the mode of goodness, which is the stepping stone to transcendence, which means, and then we can actually find happiness and success and progress in chanting the holy names of the Lord. And the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra becomes so wonderful that Srila Prabhupada says when we're actually chanting, we'll think 16 rounds, one on 16,000 rounds. So one, that means one is actually tasting the happiness of the Supreme Lord in the form of his holy name. And therefore, you'll find that you're always going to chant more and more and more. So this chanting is the supreme mercy in this age. It appears to be easy, but it's much done in relationship to the process given. But of course, even without the process, one can make advancement in chanting the holy names up to a certain point. And then one has to understand that in order to go higher in that, one has to adopt the processes given by the Supreme Personality of Godhead through his representative, the Parampara system, and especially the Divine Guru Srila Prabhupada. Okay, so we can stop here and open it up for questions.
हरे कृष्णा महाराज, धन्यवाद प्रणाम, ऑल ग्लोरीज टू शीला प्रभुपाद. वेरी शॉर्ट एंड क्रिस्प एंड ब्यूटीफुल क्लास महाराज, सो मेनी ग्लोरीज ऑफ द नेम महाराज. सर्टनली महाराज, आई लव्ड व्हेन यू सेड द डिफरेंस बिटवीन कीर्तन एंड जपा. समबडी लाइक मी इज नॉट एट स्टिल एट स्टेज वेयर आई फील दैट यू नो दैट ब्लेस इन जपा, बट यस कीर्तन, यू नो यू कैन डांस, यू कैन फील कीर्तन, हरे कृष्णा, so many different devotees, you just go ahead with kirtan, but certainly japa is what keeps our mind control. That's how, you know, we try to keep our mind under control Maharaj. And beautiful Maharaj, vigraha, so beautifully explained Maharaj about vigraha. So Krishna has a form and we love that form Maharaj. That's so true Maharaj, that's so true. Ishwara Param Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. Even our Shastras Maharaj, Guru Shadu and Shastra all says that. And we have experienced that Maharaj. Every time we go to some ISKCON temple and we see the deities Maharaj, we fell in love right away with the deities. It's so beautiful Maharaj. Thank you so much. That's so true. We all have experienced that Maharaj. And as soon as we come out of the temple Maharaj and we are in material setup, the problems start again. So temple has such a beautiful aura, Maharaj. It's just unbelievable how beautiful Srila Prabhupada has given this system to us with the temples all over the world, Maharaj. That is so, so beautiful, Maharaj. So true. There is certainly some special, you know, attraction and some, you know, magnetism in those deities. They just, you know, pull us toward them. So thank you so much, Maharaj. Maharaj, I see already a few devotees with the hand raised. Rishabha Prabhuji, Hare Krishna, Dhanavad Pranam.
Hare Krishna, do you hear me?
Yes, Prabhuji, we can hear you very loud and clear.
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, and Hare Krishna, dear devotees, this is a humble basis. It's a first Srila Prabhupada. I was really amazed by the emphasis on the japa and speaking about how in the mode of passion we are trying to achieve the task. Even though sometimes I heard in memories when the devotees were building Mayapur temple or I think Vrindavan temple, they said to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada, I cannot chant, I cannot do anything. I'm just thinking about cement and bricks. And Srila Prabhupada said like, your cement and bricks are your sadhana. And that actually that is bona fide. But in the sense every day in our life, in let's say in the temple I'm doing now, my question is, if I understood correctly, our purification by japa, reading, sadhana, regulation, and through preaching is a much more a priority over a maintenance, development, or organizing an ISKCON movement to move forward externally. Is that correct?
You're asking the other activities of devotion and service are extensions of the chanting of the holy names of the Lord. Srila Prabhupada would say, when he would chant translation on a dictaphone, he said, this is also chanting. Why? Because it's glorification of the Supreme Lord. So we have a movement for spreading Krishna consciousness. So we require many other activities that are supportive in order to do that. So these things are also transcendental. But the foundation is the chanting of the Hare Krishna, because when the quality of chanting develops, then everything else expands nicely, automatically. Sadhana, seva, sadhya. Sadhana is our hearing and chanting, reading Bhagavatam, associating with devotees, worshiping the deity, chanting the holy names. This is sadhana. Our service is the activities that the spiritual master offers for you to become humble and purified. But without doing seva, you won't be able to maintain yourself in the chanting. For some time, you'll think the chanting is just a burden. Seva will purify you in the sense that you develop the qualities. And when you can chant more and chant with better, with more and more purified. But on the higher level, as the chanting and the service goes, when we see that people come to the point of just chanting, actually. the great souls do that. So the Haridas Thakura was chanting 333,333 moans every day. He was also preaching Krishna consciousness. But he is known for his, he was Namacharya. We can't imitate. You have to act according to the level of your spiritual practice. And so generally, we accept service activity along with our sadhana. And both of these support our spiritual advancement. You can't cut and paste. You have to accept the whole thing.
So if I, yes, ma'am, sorry. So if I'm trying to chant and I have a different thought, so I'm going to do this service or do this, so I would like to do this like that, but actually this is inauspicious. You should actually, when you chant, nothing else exists except chanting.
You should pay attention. That is called attention. You know, one should pay attention to the chanting. In other words, one should chant with the ability to hear. Chanting means hearing. Hearing means concentrating on the sound. So you shouldn't be doing anything else. Not that you are a right-handed chanter and a left-handed texter. You got the left hand for texting and we got the right hand for chanting.
Thank you.
The principle is this japa meditation. Therefore, as much as we can acquiesce attention, that will bring the quality of our chanting. Therefore, we'll say just here. Bring all your attention into the sound of hearing. When the mind wanders, Chanchalahi Marakrishna, bring it back. It wanders again, bring it back. Just bring it back to the sound. That's all. Create an environment where distraction is minimized to even to the point of nil. Not like you take your job when you drive your car at the same time.
No.
You can do that, but you can't count those as rounds. And when I come to our prescribed rounds, that has to be done completely with full concentration. Attention. But see, this is the mode of passion, and this is the mode of Kali Yuga. We have so many things to do. We're always trying to, what we say, multitask. You can't multitask when you chant japa. Not going to work. You know, you're not going to get, and it's offensive also.
So purity is more important. That's kind of.
Purity is the goal. Purity is the mood of activity, and purity is also the goal of the action. Pure in action and the mood pure in consciousness. If you're not pure in action, you can't be pure in consciousness.
Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you, Prabhuji, for asking that beautiful question. Thank you, Maharaj. Very beautiful explained, Maharaj. Certainly, when we chant, but we, most of us are like that, Maharaj, our mind wanders. And the other day, I was listening to Maharaj, a podcast where another very, very great devotee was explaining different modes, how we chant. And one of the modes was, Maharaj, the motorcycle japa, the Harley Davidson. Like, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. You know, Maharaj, when we chant, sometimes we just go into different tunes and modes. So that was a kind of a very good answer, Maharaj, from you, awakening. We should be concentrating on what we are at least you know, saying Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So nicely we can concentrate on Japa Maharaj and bring our mind back. So thank you, Maharaj, for explaining that. Hare Krishna, Shiv Kumar Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, Dandavat Pranam Prabhu. Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances at your lotus feet. Maharaj, my question from today's class is, we understand Lord's form is Satchit Ananda Vigraha, and we also see repeated slohas throughout Bahavadam Maharaj that Krishna cannot be perceived through material senses. And at the same time, we hear and understand the deity is non-different from Krishna. So I just wanted to understand, how do we kind of reconcile these two understandings now?
Well, we have to accept the words that come from Shastra. And Shastra is the word of Krishna explaining what is the reality. So we may not be able to understand that Krishna is non-different, but we accept it because it's given to us by Krishna himself and by the supreme, you know, spiritual masters. And then when you practice, you apply that understanding that here is Krishna. Prabhupada used to say that when you're with the deity, you should think this is Krishna, not just some statue or some representative. What's Krishna personally? So you, if you don't apply the theoretical principle of the reality, then the reality will never manifest. You have to understand the holy name is non-different than Krishna. We may not understand it, but we have to accept it in principle and act in that way also. It's like, for instance, we see each other. But what are we seeing? We see each other's body, but we know that person is not the body. The actual person is the soul. So we sometimes we relate to people on the spiritual level. Sometimes we relate to that same person according to the body. So the consciousness is Vidya Vinaya Sampane Bramligavi Hastani Suni Chaivas Papakecha Pandita Samadarshanavi. One who actually sees that all living beings are actually spirit souls, part and parcel of Krishna. Still, we deal with the external environment in order to carry on activities. But still, we have to see what is actually the reality. And that is called Shastra Chakshu, so seeing through knowledge and not seeing through these two little balls we call the eye. I don't think I can do that. Doesn't matter. Okay. So apply the truth to the activity, and the truth will gradually start to develop as you perform the activity.
Thank you, Amanda. Hare Krishna.
When you approach the holy name, you think this is Radha and Krishna in the form of transcendental sun.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, Maharaj. So true, Maharaj. So true. When you said when we see each other, actually, it's the consciousness, you know, that is alive in us. When the consciousness is not there, Maharaj, then we are, you know, just a lump of material, which will be, you know, not even liked by the same family members. They will say, take him away. He is not more there, you know, who loves us. It is the consciousness. So it is actually Krishna inside, who is being loved by everyone, Maharaj. So true, Maharaj. So true. Very beautiful answer, Maharaj. Maharaj,
clarifying.
Oh, no, Maharaj. Thank you for actually bringing that up, right, Maharaj? So that's how we learn from our sadhus, Maharaj. Thank you for your association, Maharaj. Maharaj, there is our very dear Prabhu, Subramana Krishnan Prabhu, Sukhakara Krishna Prabhuji. Prabhuji, your name is Subramaniam. Your original name, you should put Sukhakara Krishna. That name is beautiful. That name is very beautiful.
Sorry.
Are, no, no,
I
no.
Thank you,
association.
Thank you, Raj Prabhu. Thank you, Chandramouli Goswami Maharaj. You are also such a great devotee. When I see you, I can see Prabhupada sitting in front of me. And your Vani is Prabhupada's Vani. Maharaj, I want one answer. See, in the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the Srila Rupa Goswami has given 64 angas for bhakti. Out of that, the 5 angas, the most important one is chanting the holy name, then Nityam Bhagavata Sevya, Srimad Bhagavatam, and association of devotees, Sadhu Sangha, Mathura Vas, and Archa Vigraha, that is their deity worship. So out of the 5 worship, what I find is, Srimad Bhagavatam, when I'm hearing Bhakti Sangha, I feel so happy, so nice, reading, understanding, hearing Katha, the videos and all are so nice. And also we are doing Archa Vigraha, doing Aarti, so nice. Association also is very nice, like Raj Prabhu and all devotees are so good. And Mathura was also, when you go, it's fine. But chanting, that taste is not coming like hearing Bhagavatam. Chanting is coming like sometimes, oh, test bit. It is not coming like, for Bhagavatam I wait. Oh, today Bhakti Sangha, afternoon 4:50, I have to attend this one, evening, Chaitanya Bhagavata. But chanting is coming by 4. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. It is coming as a sort of mechanical thing, not coming the taste, because Trinada Pisunichena Tarovra Pisaitna Amanina Manadena Kirtaniya Sadahari. The Kirtaniya Sadahari is not coming. I don't know whether something is happening, whether not properly humble or not able to tolerate or not giving man and expecting man. All those things, trying our best, but still the Kirtaniya Sadahari is not happening and the religiosity is not coming, or that we will. Can you bless Gibson?
You have to do a little evaluation. Why is it not coming? Is it because I'm maybe committing offenses to devotees, or maybe I'm sleepy? Maybe I'm, what else? There's different things that may affect the quality of our chanting. Although we are nicely connected to the other processes. So there's books. There's a nice little book by Mahatma. Mahatma makes the whole devotional life traveling around, teaching people how to chant Hare Krishna. He made a little book called the 20 Affirmations that one can apply to the chanting of the holy name. And those 20 affirmations are quite clear on how we can develop a mindset prior to chanting and during the chanting. So it's a nice exercise to either read one or two of them before you begin chanting every day. Meditate on that particular affirmation. An affirmation is an absolute principle that says, by doing this, I will do this. I will do this. I'll give you an example of one of them. You speak, and based on the speaking, it gives you the actual result in the terms of the word. For instance, one of the affirmations he says, I want to chant. I get the chant. I want to chant. I love to chant. So by saying that, I get to chant. Hey, it's a privilege. This is the mercy of the Lord and the spiritual masters. I want to chant. Yeah, I'm eager for that chant. And not only that, but I really love to chant. You may not feel like that, but apply these principles, and that helps to develop the consciousness when you're chanting. And that's just one example. So chanting is not so easy as, because it is Krishna himself. And therefore, you have to really apply the proper consciousness when we approach the holy name. So that application of the proper consciousness is something that we have to work on. Okay. And we have to get away from one really deadly anartha, trying to finish the one. I got to get them done because life begins after the 16th, not before.
Maharaj, Maharaj, just want to know one thing. Always remember Krishna, never forget Krishna. So I have just decided that every 1 hour, I'm just telling, oh Krishna, I am so fallen. Please help me. I am yours. I am trying my best to remember you. So please help me to remember you. Again at 9 o'clock. Hare Krishna, Krishna, thank you very much for everything. I am trying everything to bring you in the center. Please allow me to remember you. I am fallen. Please allow me to not do any aparadhas. Again 10 o'clock. Hare Krishna. I just take one, just 10 seconds or 20 seconds just doing this. So I found some sort of, at least I'm seeing the watch to think Krishna and tell that affirmation. So I just want to know your blessing and advice, whether it is okay that I, every 1 hour, whatever I'm doing, wherever I am, I'm just telling thanks to Krishna. Hare Krishna, thank you Krishna for allowing me to remember you. So like that, I'll make it every half an hour, every 15 minutes, every 10 minutes, so that it will make me to just think of, so I will wait for next 15 minutes to come again then. So I don't know whether you approve this. Is it okay?
Sounds good to me. Is it working for you?
Yeah, it's slowly from today. I started every 1 hour. I want to make it every half an hour, then 15 minutes like that, so that I want to just think of thanking gratitude as I'm trying.
Yeah.
Just wanted to, yeah.
I think it's a very good exercise because it's in relationship to our actual identity as Krishna's eternal servant.
Because yes. You are a pure devotee, when I get sanction from a pure devotee, that is Krishna is telling yes. That's why I'm asking you, Maharaj.
Well, I think you should get sanction from a pure devotee.
Lava Matra Sadhu Sangha Sarva Siddhiva Chandramani Maharaj Ki Jai Ho. Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Thank you. Actually, Maharaj. Maharaj, our Sukakara Krishna Prabhu is very, very amazing devotee. You know, his eagerness to listen to Krishna name, that shows how much he loves Krishna Maharaj. So we are actually very blessed to have his association every day too. He joins the group every day. He gives actually Srimad Bhagavatam classes. So thank you, Prabhu, because at your age, Prabhu, you know, sometimes people think, oh, I have worked all my life and I am retired and now it's time to enjoy and go around. But Prabhuji, you are so much involved towards Krishna. You are inspiration for everyone, Sukar Krishna Prabhu. Thank you.
Thanks to Bhakti Sangha. This is such a fantastic, this is a Bhakti Sangha Goloka group. Because of that, we are waiting afternoon, evening. One day we get Chandramani Maharaj, and then we get Amarendra Prabhu. All, every day we're getting Rasamalai, and then Kheer, and everything, all sweet things we're getting. And no diabetes. Chandramani Maharaj has come to that, took so much of Rasamalai. Tomorrow I'm going to get somebody else. So that every day, having so much still, needy, lovely.
So true, Prabhuji, so true. So many Matajis are working so hard behind the scenes.
Yeah.
So true. Shamaguri Mataji, Vinita Mataji, and so many other Matajis, not to name.
Sarusanga, Sarusanga, Sarvasasri Hoi, Lava Matra, Sarusanga, Sarvasri Hoi.
So true.
Lava Matra Chandramani Swami Vanga Sarva Siddhi. Thank you.
Thank you, Sukar Krishna Prabhu. Maharaj, there is a question from Jyoti Mataji. She's asking, there are like, you know, bad days in our life. So on those bad days, how to push towards the goal, Maharaj?
Some people have bad days every day. bad days are actually good days when you take shelter of Krishna because of the changes in these circumstances. There's no, for a devotee, nothing is bad. It's just an opportunity to go deeper, to become more dependent on Krishna, to free oneself from some material attachment. But this is the material world. You can't expect things to go your way. Sometimes we say there's a man is waiting his whole life. Sooner or later, things will go along my way, but never happens. It goes according to Krishna's plan. So you have to somehow try to fit into Krishna's plan. So whatever happens, there'll be reverses in life. sometimes you lose, somebody, you have some faith in someone, and you make some business deal and they cheat you. That happened to one dear devotee of mine. Yeah, he was a very nice devotee, and he was just, trying to help other people. So he got into a deal with another person that was part of helping other people. And that man just took all his money and ran away and hid behind lawyers. So, what could he do? It just happened. He had to deal with the situation. Sometimes you ask, well, why this the way it is? You have to be careful when you live in this material world. Therefore, the material world is very precarious. Things can happen anyway. It's the way the material energy is constituted. And there are also people who are out there to take advantage of others. That's their whole program. So just remember Krishna. Detach yourself from the idea that you're the controller. You're not the controller. You're simply a part of the activities that go on. But if you remember Krishna in any situation, then you're in the best position to get the mercy of the Lord. Someday we're going to have to die. We're going to have to give up this body. So you might consider that a calamity. It is, in one sense. But that will come. So you have to be ready for that calamity too. But the idea for if you actually practice Krishna consciousness properly, then these things are not calamities anymore. They're opportunities to make advancement in spiritual life. So it's not easy. I can speak like that. Sometimes when I go through some difficulties, I question the situation, but then I understand that just the way life is. And sometimes Krishna is doing that just to give you some lesson that you need to learn. He allows it to happen. Krishna mentioned that one of his qualities is that he's the permitter, not only the provider, but the permitter. He allows things to happen just so his devotee becomes more attached to him.
Very true, Maharaj, very true. Also, Sri Krishna himself in our Shastras in Bhagavad Gita says, Shito Sukha Dukhada Agama Paino Nityas Tam Tiksha Bharata. That material, happiness and distress will come and go like seasons, winter and summer season. So we all know they will be there for us, Maharaj. So, but yeah, the only thing that.
That's when Krishna does it directly.
100% Maharaj. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Maharaj. We just need to chant and then, try to tolerate and then go ahead. Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you so much. Maharaj, also, Nina Mataji is saying, first of all, she's paying her obeisances to you, Maharaj. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. She's saying that she sent you an email, Maharaj, at braj dot 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 dot. She has hidden that. And that's she's thanking you for your kind association, Nina Mataji.
Okay.
Yes, Maharaj. I
didn't see any emails up until yesterday, unless she sent it to them.
Maybe she must have sent it today, Maharaj.
So, Maharaj, Hare Krishna. So sorry. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for passing that message around. Just wanted to let you know, Maharaj, your Chandramouli, the other one, it's bouncing back. So that's not working. So I have sent you an email at Braj very early morning today, Maharaj. Let me know if you're getting another little question. Are you visiting here in Chicago or Chicagoland area? It's like soon in near future. Sorry.
Yeah, that old email is full, and so I stopped using it months ago, but people keep sending it.
Mm-hmm.
So use a new email, the one that Brudge
Okay.
Yeah. And I couldn't get people to stop sending me things, so I just let it fill up. So now it bounces back.
Okay. No problem. Okay, thank you, Maharaj. I just let me know if you get a chance to read the email and respond. That's all. Thank you so much always for your wonderful association. My many, many pranams, my many humble pranams at your lotus feet, Maharaj. Hare Krishna.
Okay, thank you. And obeisances to you. And so nice to see you at the, what was it, Sadhu Sangha, right?
Yes, that was the 50th anniversary of Chicago Temple.
Oh yeah, that was in last month. Yeah.
Yes.
Thank you, Nina Mataji. Thank you for Raj, your service.
Raj, he's also good at a moderator. So if I get Nina, I'm happy. If I get Raj, I'm happy. Else, I also am happy, but we also have different degrees of happiness.
Yes, Maharaj. But certainly, Maharaj, service like Nina Mataji, it's very difficult to deliver. So I just learn from her and then I try to, Maharaj. Thank you, Maharaj. And thank you, Nina Mataji. Please stay with us always in the classes. Your association is very, very important to us. Maharaj, there is Hemi Mataji also. Hemi Mataji, Hare Krishna, Dhanva Pranam.
Dharmat Pranam Prabhu, Dharmat Pranam Maharaj, Hare Krishna. I just have a question about the chanting, like, because like through the day, there's so many things to be accomplished as a Krista. I do have to pay attention to time so that I am able to complete my 16 rounds, say 8-10 rounds in the morning and then the rest of them in the evening. So, that's constantly, I'm racing against time. So is this, am I developing a mood of like, I have to complete my rounds, or is it, I have to do it because of my time management? I just want to have a correct understanding that is this okay, or I'm just making a mood of just, okay, I have to finish it.
Here's how you do it. There's two things you can apply. One, this is practical, is that you set aside, if you have a particular time period where you chant, say you chant from 5:30 to 7 in the morning, so then you just don't do anything. And whatever rounds you finish nicely in that time, you leave it in time. You don't try to squeeze the time period by going faster so you can get more into that time period. In other words, you allot the time, and then you chant nicely within the time. And the other principle is if you have more time, then just chant. So when you're restricted with time and you have blocks of time for different activities throughout the day, just allow that time period for japa and do it nicely. Whatever you get done, then if you have later on in the day or whenever you find time, you do the same thing. Put some time aside, chant within that, and accept whatever number rounds you complete. That way we're not racing against time. We're actually trying to chant nicely. Because chanting is an offering to Krishna. So if you're speeding, you're telling Krishna, I'm trying to get out of here. I want to get rid of you so I can do something else. That doesn't work.
Thank you, Maharaj. Very helpful. Dhanvad Pranam.
Thank you, Maharaj. Thank you for very beautiful answers, Maharaj. And actually, thanks to all the devotees who put all these beautiful questions, which certainly helps us in our devotional life, Maharaj. So thank you so much. Thank you, Maharaj, for your association. Dear devotees, if nobody has any other questions or comments, we can end the class here. Let us pay our obeisances to Maharaj. Vancha Kalapataru Bhashacha Kripa Sindhu Bhavacha Bhajana
Jagadguru
Srila Prabhupada Ji Ki Chandramouli Swami Maharaj Ji Ki
Sorry, Maharaj, you were talking something. Can you unmute Maharaj?
Radhe Radhe.
Radhe Radhe Jai. Thank you everyone for joining today. We will meet again tomorrow. Hare Krishna.
Hare
Bol.
Hare Krishna. Hare Bol. Thank you. Thank you.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you all. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Closing the call for today. Hare Krishna.
Hare.